From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 31-year-old Stephen Adrian Salazar of Hobbs was arrested and charged with aggravated burglary, aggravated assault, among other charges. He's accused of entering a home in Hobbs early Tuesday morning and then threatening the homeowner with a switchblade. According to Hobbs police, Salazar banged on the door and allegedly threatened to stab the homeowner if he was not let in. After a sequence of events, Salazar allegedly produced a switchblade and held it to the homeowner's abdomen and threatened to stab him. It was at that point that the homeowner's wife, in an effort to protect her children and herself, grabbed a weapon of her own, a kitchen knife. Reports indicate that the man then dropped his switchblade and fled the home. He was later located and arrested by Hobbs police. Salazar is a convicted felon. 48-year-old Randy Matthew Peraza of Needles, California, has been sentenced for the bank robbery of the downtown Pioneer Bank branch in Roswell last March. Peraza was sentenced in federal court to 3 years in prison. The waste isolation pilot plant just outside of Carlsbad announced that it had conducted an initial short-duration test of its ventilation fan known as the 700C. The process was handled carefully and safely to ensure the safety of employees. Now, this is the first step forward toward providing additional airflow to the underground waste repository. The Lee County COVID-19 newsletter from February the 1st published its COVID-19 vaccination numbers. It showed that just over 6,500 COVID-19 vaccines have been given to date, and it's nearing 3,000 of COVID-19 booster second dose shots. The county is now in phase 1B, which includes people 65 plus or people 16 plus with a health condition that increases risk of severe COVID-19 illnesses, which could include cancer, chronic kidney disease, Down syndrome, obesity, among others. However, Eddy County is not whistling to the same tune. 6.1% of Eddy County's population, or 3,537 individuals, have received at least one vaccine so far. Eddy County is currently 28th of New Mexico's 33 counties in terms of percentage and is the 11th most populous county in New Mexico. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.